Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. Now, this is one of my favorite shows today, and it's my favorite because of the tension between international sports and local sports. It's NBA playoff time, and even though we missing LeBron and we missing Steph Curry and some of the regular superstars, a new generation of superstars have hit the court, and this may perhaps be the most exciting NBA playoffs and finals in the last 10 years. The tension is, though, I have phenomenal Bahamian athletes in studio, and we're talking about a really important sporting event, and it's exciting to me because it's a women-centered event. But before we get to all of that, I got a little housekeeping to get to. Somebody's going to join me on the mic right now with a live read.
Good morning. How are you doing, Eric?
Good, thank you.
Good morning, Aaron. How you doing?
Good.
Cool. Yeah, I like to. We had a situation down there in Guardian newspaper.
Okay.
A lady came in and put in an ad. She's having a large downsizing moving sale, and she forgot to put her address. And the ad ran for 3 days and was noticed today, and we don't go out tomorrow. So I told her, I'll come up here on the radio station, on Star and on Guardian, and read it for her. It's a large downsizing and moving sale at number 17 Pear Street, Sans Souci. That's what she left out. She left out her location, but it's at number 17 Pear Street, Sans Souci. Great prices, everything must go. Large quantity of household items, wine, glasses, crystal decanters, women's clothing, formal gowns, luggage, guitars, decorative items, Christmas decoration, extension cords, timers, handbags, just to name a few. But we'd like to apologize for not putting that in and not noticing it sooner. But it's in Pear Street, number 17 Pear Street in Sans Souci. It's a garage sale. You can't miss it. Thank you
very
much.
What time does it start?
Ah, again.
That's okay. Yard sales usually start at
early.
6 a.m.
Early, yes. And go early to get the best stuff.
Even if the start time, say 9 a.m., trust me, somebody put the bat signal up at 6 a.m., and you will miss out on all of the treasures if you slunk. Take your time. That's number 17 Pear Street, Sans Souci. Yard sale extraordinaire.
There you go.
Estate sale. They're not just yard, garage and estate sale,
yes,
all
they,
wrapped up in
they're
one.
Downsizing. They get, you know, in this day and age, everybody is downsizing.
Absolutely. And some of y'all may not know about this culture, but this is a culture. This is, it ain't just go and buy things. Producer, it's also meet people, talk to people, share information, find out more information about other yard sales. It's lots of fun. It's a real culture. You're going to enjoy it. Tomorrow morning, number 17 Pear Street, Sans Souci, yard sale, garage sale, and estate sale all wrapped up into one. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
If you see my producer, tell him I need some music because we're about to talk about World Golf Day,
Women's
World Golf Day.
Yes.
In nothing more I like about when women pick up new and exciting sports. Golf, if y'all didn't know, we used to play that long time. It's called parking with a stick. You got to park the ball with a stick straight into the hole.
But now you have rules. Back then, we didn't have rules.
Yeah, there you go. Introducing Miss Gina Roll, a member of the Women's World Golf Day Planning Committee. And she is going to share the details with us about this event. We have a giveaway. And I have a easy trivia question. We got one trivia question for a pair of something. I think it's going to be tickets.
Yes.
To the event. I'm going to throw out the trivia question in a moment, but let me give you all the numbers so you could be prepared to call when you hear it. Numbers to call today, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720 for Family Island residents. It is toll free. Now you may be saying, but Aaron, I in the Family Island. You want me to try hit the golf ball from Elutra to Nassau? No, you could win the prize and share it with somebody who is in New Providence right now.
You don't want to miss. You could come over for it. It's going to be that good.
Just get on the ferry.
Yeah, just hop on the ferry and come on over.
Absolutely. When I went camping in Andrus, two dolphins tried to convince me that they were on a ferry service. I did not trust them. But every morning they would swim past the beach we were sleeping on and hail us.
Well, they made it a good trip for
you,
right?
Man. Family Island is something sweet.
Yes.
Okay, Miss Roll.
Yes.
I'm going to jump right in. How many Family Island members you all have in your group?
We have quite a few, actually.
Okay.
The Golf Federation,
yes,
which the women's golf fall under, mm-hmm. actually all of the islands are included. I am the junior division chair.
Okay.
And we have kids playing from like 5 or 6 of the Family Islands, and we are trying to reach out to the other islands at this point to get every single island involved. The Women's Federation met, actually, with 4 coaches 2 nights ago.
Okay.
Because they're here doing something with the ministry. And we met with them to get golf started in the Family Islands. It was, I know it was Eleuthera, Exuma, and can't remember the other island. And I was in Cat Island a few weeks back, and we're about to get it started in Cat Island.
Okay.
One of the parents over there told me he'd get it started. So we just now need to sit down, group it up, and get the stuff to them and do some training for them.
Man, this is fantastic.
This is great stuff.
This is fantastic because I'm the next Bahama Games. We should have two holes here in New Providence, a hole in Andrus, a hole in Eleuthera, and play through the islands.
Well, you keep speaking it, and
it will happen. All right, so let's talk about Women's Golf Day and the event that the Women's Flamingo Golf.
Yeah. Well, actually, it's a Bahamas Women's Golf Association.
Right.
And Flamingos Women's Golf Club 242. It's a new name that they have out for it. Now, one is a federation. The other one is a women's group.
Okay.
Okay. Women's Golf Day was actually, it came about in 2016.
All right.
But this is the first year that the Bahamas will be a part of Women's Day, International Women's Golf Day.
Awesome.
Because they also have an International Women's Day, but this is International Women's Golf Day. For us, the issue that we have internationally is it's always really, really hard to get women to come out and do any sport. Why? Women keep themselves really occupied at home, taking care of the family, dropping the kids to the sports, mm-hmm. making sure food is cooked when hubby comes home from playing golf.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know, it just goes. But we have realized now, since we've started the Flamingos 242, is that women are actually coming out now and practicing. Mr. Craig Flowers, who has the 9-hole golf course, he has made it now affordable because back in the day, if you didn't live the upper class, you couldn't play golf.
Yeah.
That's a stigma now. That's gone.
Yeah.
That's gone. That's the past. Right now, it's anyone can play golf. We have our kids coming from East Street, Montel Heights, wherever. They play with our Albany and Lyford Key, and you can't tell the difference on the course. They play together, best man wins.
Golf, the great equalizer. And it used to be expensive, but the value that you get from a golf discipline, a golf practice, spatial awareness.
Well, actually, at the Blue Hills Golf Course, mm-hmm. it's only $35 for a round.
Okay.
Our juniors, of course, we get better prices.
Yes.
Juniors get better. But, I mean, our women come out and they practice there. And they, we need women for our even national teams.
Exactly.
You know, but we need women on the whole to get out there, come and practice. And we've tried to make it very affordable for all of those that come out. You know, mm-hmm. we are having an event this Friday, though. It starts Friday and Saturday. I don't know if you want to go there yet because I know we're still talking about women, but
we're going to get into the event because we're going to get into the trivia and I want people to know what it is they're going to win.
Okay.
So the event, Friday the 29th and Saturday the 1st of June.
May 31st.
May 31st, right.
And June 1st.
you. I don't want the month of May to end. I just could be honest with you.
Okay, me neither.
This is the best month of the year.
And I don't agree. I don't agree.
When is your birthday month?
March.
But
the
I
best
understand.
Month of the year.
I understand.
It's your birthday month. May.
Mine is May.
Mine is May too.
Yes, 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 yes.
Y'all wannabes, but it's okay. Y'all wannabes, but it's fine.
You say R comes before Y in the dictionary, ma'am. I accept it. I accept it. Okay, so May 31st, that's a Friday.
That's correct.
June 1st is the Saturday.
Yes.
Okay, so what's happening on May 31st?
On May 31st, we're actually going to have registration for those that may not register, if there are still openings. And we have some amazing golf clinics. When I say golf clinics, I mean you can actually get out there, chip and putt, in other words, on the course. And we're going to have socialize, and you can actually even play a hole of golf.
Okay.
Which is going to be really fun, and persons are going to be out there socializing, networking. Like I've been telling these guys, you know, it's going to be an amazing time.
And that's why it's important to also bring women to the green, because for men, golf, sports generally, golf in particular, is the networking space.
That is correct.
And the obeah, the science of influencing people and networking is you have to be in the room. You have to be on the green.
On the green, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Well, to tell you the truth, I don't think that there's another sport as addictive as golf. When you see, we know that once our women come out there and just practice for a short while with some of our clinics, we know that's going to be it.
Yeah.
Men, watch out, because this is going to be a family event. And we actually have kids coming out as well.
Okay, good
stuff. Anyone can play, even though it is
Women's Golf Day. Men could come out as well. Children could come out as well.
Yes, yes.
Absolutely.
And the best pair will win. It doesn't matter, man, woman. And we have prizes for each division as well.
Okay.
But we do have an overall prize for, you know, the best player, the best team.
Of the day.
Yes.
This is awesome. So Friday, May 31st, opening social registration. If there are any spots left in the free golf skills clinics, you can get to practice on the green. You may get to play a round of golf as well.
Yes.
On June 1st, that's the Saturday.
Is the tournament itself.
Okay.
And of course, the prize giving, where at the end of the tournament, we'll issue out the prizes and the best team will win.
Now, forgive my ignorance, but exactly where is Nine Holes Golf Course?
It's actually on Blue Hill Road. You know where you used to go to get your driver's license? Right across the road from there. With GHS, come straight, come down a little ways, and it's on the opposite side of the road. There's a sign outside.
The Sports Center. Okay.
Across from the Sports
Center. Across from the Sports Center.
That's correct.
All right.
When you pass there now, you're going to look at it and you're going to be like, wow, did I miss this all along?
Yeah. Let my eyes be on the road.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, and start time. Friday is 4 p.m. to 8 p.m.?
That is correct.
And Saturday is 8 a.m. to 2 p.m.?
Yes.
Okay.
That's when we'll be doing out prizes. We have, we're looking forward to a huge audience.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a great social event as well. We ask women to come out. We do, like I said, again, we have a lot of prizes and surprises to give away. And we ask you to come out so that you can understand a little more that golf isn't what people think it is.
Absolutely.
It's a lot better. A lot. It's
less
so
expensive.
Good. Yes.
Easy to play.
Focusing.
Yes.
It's really good for the entire body.
Mm-hmm.
Mind relieving. Get all that stress off you. You know, women can't seem to carry it all on their shoulders.
Mm-hmm. Because in golf, you have to focus on your body sort of structure and integrity.
Yes.
It's almost like you're forced to focus on each part of the body as a part of the process of swinging that club.
Yes, and it's all about integrity as well. You know, you go out there, you play, you can play as an individual, or you can play with friends. So you don't even need someone to go out there with you. If you're having a hard day, go out and play a game. Go out and practice. You can literally go there and practice round, I think a set of balls there is like $5.
Okay.
Five juniors is $2.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, you can't beat it. I mean, the course there is absolutely amazing. It's beautiful. Yeah.
This is awesome. Okay, so let's get to the trivia question. In honor of Women's Golf Day, I have a woman-centered trivia question. Numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and 242-300-5720 for Family Island listeners. That number is toll free. What is the name of the 16-year-old Bahamian student that qualified for the Paris Olympics in the mixed 4x4 relay? What is the name of the young high schooler, the young woman high schooler, young female high schooler that qualified for the Olympics along with the mixed 4x4 relay team at the World Athletic Relays? That is the question, and the prize is two tickets to Women's Golf Day event.
Yes, it would be admission to play. Yes.
So you're going to get two admission tickets. You could, a team of two people.
Yes.
To play in the Women's Golf Day tournament on Saturday, the 1st of June.
Come on, golfers. You got to be out
All
there.
All right. Producer, let's go to the phone lines. The producer's okay. There we go. Good morning, caller. You call in to answer the trivia?
Good morning, Shania Adley.
Shania Adley is correct. 16-year-old Baptist Tabernacle Grand Bahama beating the track. I just want to say thank you to Mondo for putting down a new track so Shania could tear it up. We appreciate that greatly. Okay, now, here's what I need you to do, producer. I need you to take this call. I need you to give the producer your name, your cell phone number, and an email address if you have one.
And I'll contact you. I'll give you a call.
And Ms. Roll will give you a call with the details for admission.
Thank you so much.
Now, listen, I don't need you to go find your boy and say to your boy, listen, we're going to Women's Golf Day to go play. I mean, do that. Find your boy. Tell him, let's go and play with these ladies and have a good time.
We do well.
You do. Awesome.
We have men out there playing. We have teams of men that are coming out to play. So
good stuff.
He'll fit right in.
Okay, awesome. Ms. Roll, thank you.
Good to see you.
Thank you very much. Caller, thank you very much. And enjoy your day. It's going to be a great day. Ms. Rose, you look like you have to go. You have to go?
No. I'm here with you today.
Good stuff. Good stuff. It's 10:28. Ah, boy. Texter, I know what you're saying, but the phone line was ringing. That's the problem. The phone line was ringing. It took me a while to answer it. People are excited to play this trivia today. People are excited about World Golf Day. So once again, Women's Golf Day 2024 is an internationally recognized event held since 2016 throughout the world. And 8 years later, we will be celebrating for the first time. The event is over 2 days. May 31st starts with registration, golf clinics, socializing, playing a hole of golf, and so much more from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Then on Saturday, the 1st of June, starting off at 8 a.m., they kick off with the tournament. Again, it will be held at 9-hole course, or known to some as the Blue Hills Golf Course.
Aaron, let me just put one quick point in there. Yeah. If anyone is interested, I saw all the lines ringing off the hook, so I know persons are interested in joining. They can contact Miss Agatha Delancey. Mm-hmm. At 468-3322 or Miss Anya Charles at 422-3744. Let me say those numbers again. 468-3322 or 422-3744. And I look to see you all Friday and Saturday.
Absolutely. Now, what I like about Flamingo Women's Golf Club 242 the most, except for the people in it, is the flamingo's legs look just like a golf club.
Well, that's the purpose of it.
Yes, that's what I thought.
That's the purpose
of it.
It's
so cute. The flamingo leg looks just like a golf club.
No one else has ever said that, Aaron. No one else has ever said that, Aaron.
But that's what it looked like. Anyway, it's going to be a great time. Now, Gina, I'm glad that you stay with me because we've got some young, talented Bahamians in studio this morning. We're talking about a sport that we talk about, but we don't often have a player in studio with us. And joining me this morning, I have Mr. Michael Major Jr. He is about to be a sophomore at Howard University, and he's a member of the Howard Bison's men's tennis team. He's coming to talk to us a bit today about his phenomenal freshman year, his plans for the sophomore year, his inclusion under, and I hope that's you in the university, you could tell me if that's the right word, but he is a member for the first time of the Bahamas' Davis Cup team.
Yeah.
And he's going to be talking a bit about that experience. And then he brought in studio with him two other phenomenal people who think that they're not going to take the mic. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. We have Mrs. Major, who is a softball Hall of Famer in the country. Good morning, ma'am. And we have young Mr. Rome Turnquest, basketball player. He is playing in Tennessee right now. He's come in as moral support for Mr. Major Jr., but we may have to ask him a question or two. And what sport are you playing, sir?
Basketball.
Absolutely. So we're going to hopefully have enough time to talk NBA playoff, Mr. Turnquest, and get your opinion on some of the things happening there. Good morning, Mr. Major Jr.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
Welcome back to the Bahamas.
Thank you.
Now, what were you doing with Mark Turnquest? Mark Knowles. What were you doing with Mark Knowles? You're supposed to be home on vacation. You're supposed to be resting your arms. But you get off the plane and you're going straight to work.
I had to go straight to work, get back to the little kids.
Yay.
That is sweet. That's more than sweet. That's awesome. That's a part of the plan, part of the protocol. So what were these little kids doing?
So actually the Bahamas Lawn Tennis Association has like a dollar day program. And Mark was helping out because I believe he sponsors it. Mm-hmm. So he was out there helping out, and I was actually a part of Mark's program when I was smaller as well. The Mark Knowles Foundation, they helped me out a lot in terms of tournaments and funding. So, they asked me to come out here with the little kids for a bit. And, it's just good to give back because at one point I was in those little kids' shoes. So it was just good to see like how the program progressed and just give back to some Bahamian kids.
That's awesome. Now, I can't even remember when I was a little children. They have a children's size equipment, right? They have children's rackets.
Yeah.
But is it a children's size court, or do they have to practice on the regular size court?
Well, so they have like little nets you could put up.
Okay.
And you play with softer balls, but some of them don't really. Nowadays, because when I was smaller, we started off on those nets, but now, kids getting more advanced. So they start off on the bigger nets sometimes.
Absolutely.
But it's good to progress your strokes on the smaller net for sure.
Now, I read somewhere that you may actually have been playing tennis for 15 years.
Yeah.
When did you first get a tennis racket in your hand?
When I was 3 years old.
Now, did you pick it up on your own? Or, like, the first time I went in the ocean, somebody threw me in. Did you pick it up on your own, or did somebody put it in your hand?
My dad put it in my hand.
Good stuff, Daddy. Good stuff, Daddy. All right. So, when did you have your first proper competition?
Probably when I was like seven.
Okay, but that's 4 years of training.
Yeah, when I was seven, I went to West Palm Beach to play a tournament called Little Mo. And that's it's internationally recognized. A lot of the pros played it when they were smaller. Like, I don't know if Andy Roddick. Those guys won tournament. Andy was number one in the world at one point. But that was my first tournament. I won the first round, actually, in eight. And then I lost in the second round, but then the year after that, because they have three, they have one in San Diego, one in New York, and one in West Palm Beach. But the next year I played in New York, I actually made it to the finals. And then that was in August, and then they had another one in December, and I actually won it. So it showed the progression for sure.
For young people who are, for parents who are preparing young people for academia and the world, how important is an early start?
An early start is really important. I think it embeds what you want to do into the child. So I think if you think you want your child to do something, just start them off early, don't wait, because time doesn't wait on anyone.
At this age now, after playing for 15 years, do you have any memories of feeling like, oh, this is being forced on me? Or did it just become a routine that's just my day?
Just my day. I mean, I can't even remember when the racket got put in my hand, so that shows how much it just became normal to me, and it wasn't, nobody had to force me to go play tennis. It was just, I wanted to, I always went. I never didn't want to go to practice. You know, some kids be like, I don't want to go to practice today. Mm-hmm. I never really had that feeling. So I just knew, like, this is what I actually want to do.
Okay. So now, I found a couple of stories on you. Let me tell you something about Bahamians. This young man, on his signing day, right, he tell the people, listen, how would Dave send me, they even send me a job description. But I's a Bahamian, so I send them a job description. On your signing day, you told them that you're going to help them win the, is it the All-MEAC, the All-MEAC Championship, MEAC Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference Championships.
Yep.
And then you actually took them there, right?
I took them to, well, I took them to the championships itself, you know, and then we made it to semifinals, which was way better than we did last year. So that was, you know, a good feeling.
That's awesome. I mean, I just want y'all, if you find this story, this, I found a couple of stories, but you got to read the story. Rising tennis star, major junior, signs athletic scholarship with Howard University Bison. He tell the people, I can take you there, just trust me. I have to call you Shine. You know the song Titanic and Shine by Ronnie Butler?
Yeah.
He know everything. Congratulations. So let's talk about this freshman year. You had a number of accomplishments.
Yeah, so freshman year has been crazy. I mean, I came in, you know, so with tennis, with college tennis, you have about 9 to 10 players on a team, but only 6 get to play. So it's like a lineup of 1 through 6, like for singles, and then you have 3 doubles. But you know, you have 3 doubles teams. But you know, doubles is 2 people, so that's another 6. So you can mix it up. Like the same guys who play singles don't have to play doubles.
Okay.
But coming in, I actually started off playing at number 2 spot and number 1 doubles. So that just showed like the faith they had in me and my talent itself. Mm-hmm. And then. At first, you know, starting off, it was a little bit shaky, you know, coming in, I was 17, so coming in, it was a little like, okay, it's getting real. But when I started to get in motion, you know, they were like, oh, this guy's going to be a problem. Mm-hmm. Like every single team we play was like, who is this kid? Mm-hmm. Like this guy's about to be a problem. And in terms of the accolades, you know, I got Howard Newcomer of the Year for tennis. I got 2nd for Rookie of the Year in the entire conference, and I was also named 2nd team All-Conference itself. So that's like every team in my conference.
2nd place Rookie of the whole conference.
Yeah.
That's first place.
Yeah.
That's a Bahamian first place. I mean, we appreciate what it means.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, so where are we heading in the sophomore year?
Sophomore year, I go for player of the year, first team all conference, and I got to carry my team to the championship. Wow. We have to.
Good stuff.
We have
now,
to.
What about the academic side? What are you studying?
I study sports medicine.
Okay. Okay. So it's not a big separation between academics and sports.
No.
You have the experience in your own body as an athlete, as your main source for your work. You know how your body feels, right? So you could connect to what you're learning.
Yeah.
This is good stuff. Now, what do you want to do when you finish? Because I got a league of retired and miserable grannies, and we need a doctor. We need a sports doctor. You have experience in Tiger Balm?
Yeah.
Good stuff. Good stuff. But have you thought about coming home, especially considering the expansion of the quote-unquote Sports in Paradise brand? One part of your work at home could be working with local teams, and another part of your work at home could be providing a service for any international team that comes to compete in the Bahamas.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to sell you on coming back home.
No. You don't have to sell me on that. I don't want to be like the athletes that, you know, go away and just never come back home. Mm-hmm. I definitely want to come back and make an impact because, I mean, what use is it being a Bahamian and going to another country to help their athletes when you could come back home and help your own?
I mean, I could be honest with you, that's a beautiful, beautiful ideal. But I wouldn't be upset if you fell in love in the U.S.
Yeah.
and put down the Bahamian flag and said, I claim in this for Bahamiana, and I'm going to have about 75 children. And we can start a little Bahamian. I mean, I wouldn't be upset if you fell in love and said, I have to bring the Bahamas to where I am now.
Yeah.
You'd be okay with that. Because you could always come and work. You could,
yeah.
You could contract for 3 years and then go back home. All kinds of stuff, man. Okay, now, Davis Cup.
This is probably one of the biggest accomplishments I've had. You know, I've always wanted to make the men's team. I played probably about 17 junior national teams. So to make it to the big leagues finally and make my first Davis Cup team is a great feeling, because that's the big boys now, and that's where I want to be.
Now, I read a breakdown of the match, the final match. It was the battle of the major juniors.
Yeah.
I don't know where... I don't know if you know this, but I put in a petition to the government that we're not going to let any more Fergusons into the unions, and no more Hubert Alexanders in politics. Right? And now we got two major juniors in sports. That's going to be your partner for the Davis Cup team, doubles team? Are you both going to the Davis Cup?
No, he had to fall out for personal reasons, but they have... backup Denali Nordic, who's actually...
Oh, yeah, I know. You're in good hands. You're in good hands. But listen, Kevin Major Jr., we understand that you have personal things you have to look toward. And we say congratulations on your the local trial second place win.
Yeah.
And trust the other Major Jr. going to carry it for you.
Yeah.
The Major Jr. is going to represent.
Yeah.
This is awesome. Okay, now... Did you watch those young ladies play? Did you watch Thomas and Madhu play? Did the guys get a chance to watch the girls play?
I was on the court, but I caught a little bit of the ending. But, you know, Tatiana's a young player. And Danielle actually, she used to play for the Morgan State Bears, which is actually a team in my conference.
Okay.
So, like, it was definitely good to see her back in form, back in shape. Because she hasn't played for a while. And, you know, I really feel confident in the Fed Cup team we brought to send this year.
Good stuff. You guys, if you want to follow that story, it's in the Nassau Guardian, 21st of May. Thompson, Madhu, and Majors qualify to represent the Bahamas. And I read that Danielle's performance at the trials was just phenomenal.
Yeah.
It was just, and that for Tatiana to compete so well against her, that's a formidable team you guys are sending. And I like that idea that the two that go had to play against each other.
Yeah.
Right? And so now you understand each other's strengths and weaknesses, so you know the gaps that you may need to fill if you're playing doubles with them as a support, you know, as the wingman.
Yeah.
All right. Hear that music? We got to go to a break. Producer, we have any Junkanoo songs about golf, about tennis, about parking? I'm going to let these young raking scrapers know we need some new music.
I hope they're listening.
They're listening. Trust me, they're listening. They're making new music all the time. Yesterday we got to hear some of the newer songs, like Shine's newest song is Island Hopper. Johnny Cake's newest song is Wake Boyfriend. Some new hits, Mama D, My Ship Is Coming In. We had some new music, and Tarai, My Island Girl. Even Stalik got new music out with a little techno beat to it. When we come back from the break, Rome, we're going to talk NBA playoffs. I got to ask you the question, am I wrong? Is there a new generation of players on the court, and all of them went to Inspector Gadget Academy? Because they be stretching their arm in the air like they had an extra 3 feet in their armpit?
Yes, Mom. Like the new players, they get in way better. I personally think Anthony Edwards is the better than LeBron. I don't know.
Go to the break, producer. I got to catch my head. We're going to have a good conversation. After the break, you're on the clock with Erin Green. We've got Gina Rowe from Women's Golf Day in studio with us, as well as Michael Major Jr. and Rome Turnquest. We're getting ready to talk NBA playoffs. Mr. Sawyer, I'm going to need your help. Bruno, where are you? I hope you ain't hiding in that wall. We'll be right back.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Some woman know they boyfriend got one or two sweethearts, but she ain't freaking out because she got a weight mind. Some woman know they husband got one or two sweethearts, but she ain't freaking out because she got a weight mind.
Okay, first thing 9 a.m. The weight boyfriend got a checklist ready for you to come sign in. Then ask if you had breakfast. She probably gon' say no, even though her mind cook a sausages, bacon, egg, and grits. Weight mind made her forgot this. Lunchtime he gon' slide up cracks. Some joke inside her office. Compliment but her bongi. Say that look like the softness. Now it's 4 minutes to five. He say come miss, let me hug this. Then smell a sweet perfume. She say you know that I love this. So if she need a ride,
he right there.
Shoulder to cry,
he right there.
100 or 5,
he right there.
An apple pie,
he right there.
So if she need a ride,
he right there.
Shoulder to cry,
he right there.
100 or 5,
he right there.
An apple pie,
he right there.
Woman know they boyfriend got one or two sweethearts.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You're on the clock with Erin Green on the Sports Friday with Eric Sawyer. And Mr. Sawyer, I don't know where you are, but I'm holding down the fort and I'm getting ready to talk about LeBron James. Bad. I'm going to give a heavy, heavy, heavy critique. But one thing we must say is that even with the absence of the greats, LeBron, Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Klay Thompson, with the boy name with the perm, Jimmy Butler. I told you all, Jimmy Butler perm is here. Too close to the playoffs to make it all the way to the finals this year.
Can do it.
But this is perhaps the most, and producer, let's go to the phone line. I think I may have conjured up Mr. Sawyer. This may be the most exciting playoffs in a very, very long time. Good morning, caller.
What's so exciting about the playoffs without no Braun, no Steph, no KD for the first time since 2005, when the month of May began?
Mr. Sawyer, please say good morning to Mr. Rome Turnquest and Mr. Michael Major Jr.
Morning.
As they say in the Bahamas,
morning.
If you say it plenty of times, you really mean it, you know?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Do you do that, Mr. Major, in school?
I do.
You, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
See, I say there you go. I say confused enemy. They don't know. Just send them pure love.
They don't know what you say.
And politeness,
they understand,
though. Sometimes they might not even respond, though.
Yeah, that's the thing. Around the world, only Bahamians really got this matter.
Yeah.
But it's okay. Michael, I know you said that the initial entry into university was a little rough, but you found your tribe. You found your team. You found your players. And you were able to settle in. You feed anybody any tuna and grits yet? Or corned beef and fire engine and thing?
I brought them kung salad. When my mom came, she make the whole spread. So,
I'm going to share a secret to the whole world in the interest of Bahamian sports and helping our athletes build the team they need while they're abroad. Here's the secret about conch. Did you know that you can transport conch and it can maintain it frozen in a way that it maintains its freshness? And when you thaw it out at your final destination, you can make conch salad with it.
Really?
Yeah. I know the secret.
What's the secret?
I can't tell you on air. The first step is letting the world know that there is a secret. What's the point of having a secret if people don't know there's a secret?
That's true.
I mean, that's technically not how secrets work.
No.
But when you're charming people, that's how it works. So there is a technique that you can use to preserve conch. When you're traveling, you freeze it, and when you thaw it out, it is so fresh you could make conch salad again with it. There you go. That's only for your teammates, though, not for the opponents.
No.
Only for your teammates.
Only for them.
Okay, Mr. Sawyer.
Hey.
Did you expect the Timberwolves to take out the number one? That's what they took out, right?
Well, they had everything necessary to take down the Nuggets. Well, the Nuggets just aren't hungry. They got their ring last year. Then took back rested. Their bench is in the same bench as they had last year.
All right.
I don't know.
My favorite.
Every time the Nuggets play the Lakers, they play like superstars. Every time they play LeBron, but you know, in order to be the best, time. You have to beat the best.
So you think that they just misjudged their opponents?
They really did.
They took them for light.
They really did because the Timberwolves are just as big, just as long, and slightly younger than them. Mm-hmm. So they're a little bit faster.
You think that my favorite part of that series was when Ant-Man said, "Yes, I went into their locker room and I told them see them for Game 7."
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See you later. Come on. Be confident. Now make sure that you're still letting your teammates when you go back to your locker room say, "Listen, I just put my whole foot and the heel in my mouth." Make sure you don't make me look stupid.
Listen, so Game 1, Timberwolves loss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that an omen? Is that a forbearing? Is that a sign?
Ant-Man opened up his mouth and decided he was going to say, when the series starts with the Mavericks, I can guard the man that has hit arguably one of the best shots in NBA Finals history. You actually say you can guard Kyrie Irving.
But that's okay, so watch this. First of all.
Like, that's the wrong thing to say. He torched him.
Let me ask you a question.
He came out to break torching him.
Is it wrong because technically Ant-Man just can't guard Kyrie? Is that it? Because he should have just known that he can't do the job. Because for me, as a spectator and a fan, that's who he have to guard. If he don't guard Kyrie, then he can't come. He might as well put him his hair and go play with the Miami Heat. Don't make sense coming and playing ball no more. You have, if you the bad man, you got to go guard the bad man.
Yeah, that's fine. But that would have been Kyrie Irving of 2011, maybe. So maybe even 2013. You ain't guard a man who has now won a championship, played in various teams, have overcome all kind of injury and all kind of static and bad press to now be at a place of genuine peace and call the man out while he has his children sitting on his lap watching your game. You can call him up. Good.
Yeah.
All series he can get to work now. Because now Kyrie finally has something to play for. Outside of an NBA championship, you know, like he really playing to embarrass this young boy.
Yeah.
No.
And he can do it.
But listen.
And he can do it.
He can do it.
So watch this. I feel like that's the way that it's supposed to happen. The young bucks supposed to look up at the older heads and say, "Listen, we ready for y'all." Now, I see Ant-Man is a better player than this guy Brooks to try to take down LeBron and shouldn't play basketball no more. No.
Dylan Brooks,
right?
Yeah.
Ant-Man isn't a Dylan Brooks. Now,
correct.
I was about to say that's the best part of the series: Kyrie versus Ant-Man versus Edwards. Right? I think that's going. It's exciting. It's exciting, Sawyer. But at the same time, I feel like this may be the climax of the playoffs and that the whoever wins in the West is going to take the whole thing.
Whoever wins in the West is going to take the whole thing. I don't want any Celtics fan out there to feel like because you guys have played now three injured teams because, you know, Tyrese Haliburton had a hamstring pulled it in the regular season, pulled it again last night.
And they escaped.
You guys have played three straight injured teams. If you guys are some kind of juggernaut, like you, well, it's very easy.
And I don't.
Jimmy Butler said, "If I played, y'all would have lost."
I don't. You think if the Pacers beat the Celtics, they'll have enough energy to go up against the Wolves or the Mavericks?
They won't beat the Celtics. Their best chance of winning the game in the series was Game One, that was salted away by the coach. Didn't go on timeout. Didn't have proper clock management. And now you're down a superstar. You're leading superstar at the end. It's over by Monday.
Man, you make it sound so
right.
Sad.
No, Holly, they're over by Monday.
They're over by Monday.
They finished.
Say that again, Ro.
They should have keep buddy.
I just saying, y'all should have keep buddy.
They should have keep buddy.
Hardest working player in the league. It's only 82 games a season, and he played 83 on the whole season. Hardest working player in the whole league. And they will put him on the bench. Don't worry, buddy. The national team is on its way. Now, back to you, Mr. Turnquest. You play basketball. Where you playing?
Tennessee.
Tennessee?
Yes, ma'am.
You ready to play for the men's national team? Like, if everybody get injured and I get, you know, I on the reserve list and I get injured, You ready to step up?
Yeah, I'd step up. If they let me play, I'd step up.
All right.
Gotta represent.
Have you or your agents reached out to the national team's machinery and said to them, hey, listen, I'm in Tennessee, I'm playing, but put my name on the list. If you need reserves, let me know. What do I need to do to be a part of this?
Nah, I haven't done any of that. I did try out the first time, but then that was around COVID, so I had to catch it and I couldn't
go out anymore. Yeah. Okay.
So, but if it's an opportunity that I could do, I'd do it.
You know? What position you playing?
Point and shooting guard.
All right. What's your height?
5'11".
5'11". Okay. So, you could do something. You could do something. What you think our national team, how far you think they're going to make it? Or let me ask you a different question. Who do we need on the team to advance?
Aiden didn't play, right?
Yeah, we need Aiden.
We need Aiden.
We need VJ.
VJ.
And we need Aiden. My boy with Fear Ching.
Exactly.
Yeah, now,
we need him.
Let's, Bitfield Ching.
Mm-hmm.
You say your boy like he's a Bahamian.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Where's Bitfield?
Bitfield in France right now.
Good morning, Mr. Ching. What's it? I can't even remember any French. Bonjour, Mr. Ching. How tall is he?
Whitfield, about 6'9".
What position he playing?
Power forwards.
Good
power
stuff.
Power forward or center, yeah.
Good morning, Mr. Ching. Call the Bahamas national team and give them a word. Yeah. Okay, that's a name I had not heard before. So we need DeAndre. We need Buddy, of course. What about Kai? What y'all feeling about Kai?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, when Kai is in his, what do they say, in his bag?
He in his bag.
He in his bag. When he playing, he's playing. Okay, Sawyer.
Hey.
You still there?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
You still there? And that's very right. That's very right. But Kai Jones, that's a correction. When he in his bag, boy. When I saw the promo video for him, or at least a highlight video for him a couple of weeks ago. He dunks from like under the rim, upside down.
Different.
Catching alley hoops backwards. Like,
yeah.
Different.
He's just phenomenal.
He reminds me of Sean Gaines.
And I mean, with all of the sort of conflict or turmoil that he went through, that the Clippers picked him up.
Mm-hmm.
No balking, nothing. They just picked it. They know the talent is there. Now, I want to talk about another talented Bahamian on the international basketball court. JJ is the fastest player in WNBA history to grab 2,000 rebounds and make 250 three-pointers.
Jonquel.
Now, the Liberty, up until this story came out on the 23rd of May. They were undefeated up until the game.
Yesterday,
I think, against the Chicago Sky, where they are
injuries.
Now 4-1. It's the best start for the Liberty in a long time, and Jonquel is a part of that journey. Let me just read quickly. Another career accolade, 2,000 rebounds.
I'm just going to be a guy here. I'm just going to make a little guy comment here.
Mm-hmm.
There's a rookie on the Chicago Sky team. All fellas are there. Should be looking at. And I think the young ball in the studio knows exactly what you're talking about. Who plays for the Chicago Sky?
Oh, Reese. Angel Reese played for the Sky, eh?
No, not Angel Reese. They have another rookie.
Talking about Caitlin?
No, man. Caitlin is with the Fever.
The Spanish one?
Camilla.
Listen, but that's what y'all focus on.
I think I speak for all fellas that are listening out there. When you hear me say, hey, go watch the Chicago Sky. Just watch them.
Listen, I...
gotta watch again.
Any conversation that's going to drive sales, drive revenue, bring more attention to WNBA so the women could begin to receive the payments that their talent warrants, right? But I saw this other story.
They literally make about $1,500 a month.
Yeah, they ain't making much money.
They just started flying privately, right?
Yeah, they just started getting private flights.
Just started getting
private flights. So here's the story coming out of the WNBA, and it's a man who's telling the story. He said the WNBA is far more exciting than the NBA. Y'all worried about Draymond Green and whether he can get ejected from United States of America for his roughness on the court. So there's a play. It's a rough play. The defender, rough play, mash up the offender. The offender gets up to go in her face, and her teammate pushes her back. Her teammate protects her. The defender is the ex-girlfriend of the offender's teammate who held her back. Right? So this guy, he's all into WNBA game because of the drama involved. He say, you can't get this in the NBA. Nobody dating each other in the NBA, but in the WNBA. So I say, whatever drives attention, drives sales, because the women and the talent are there, and John Quell is there, and we say congratulations, John Quell. Now, Mr. Major, when are y'all playing Davis Cup? When are y'all getting on the court?
Oh, we get on court June 17th. Actually, next month, June 17th to the 22nd in Paraguay.
Okay.
Yep.
And the girls are going. Anyway, the story is here. Where are the girls going? Yeah, they go Trinidad. And y'all are going to Paraguay.
Yeah.
Godspeed. Good luck. Then the last question, how integral is height? So you 6'2", right? Yeah. How important is height for a tennis player?
Height is actually really important, but I think it depends on the player, honestly. Like, because the number one player in the world, Novak Djokovic, he's about 6'1",
yeah,
believe it or not. But his game is just so perfect that it works. Mm-hmm. While there are guys like Medvedev, who is number two in the world, who's 6'6". So it depends on game style, honestly. Like, I've definitely played some taller guys, you know. Mm-hmm. Being tall has its advantages, like you have a bigger serve, but it also comes with disadvantages like movement.
Yeah.
So I honestly think the perfect height for tennis is around like 6'3", 6'4", because you have the height to have the big serve and you also have the ability to move and be agile. So height definitely plays a major role. Like, I've played a 6'10" guy, believe it or not.
Wow.
Jesus.
Serve coming at about 135.
Miles per hour.
Yeah, obviously I get it back every time. Yeah. But
I can run. But I can be honest. Sometimes I panic. 135.
Yeah, 135.
I can look at the ref as your ref. That's an assault.
Yeah, people don't understand how like fast the ball, how fast paced tennis actually is. Mm-hmm. Like,
well, that's because y'all make it look so easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now this French, the African descent French player that's taken the world by storm. He's extremely tall, but he looks like he's dancing when he's playing tennis. Is that a technique? He has a square, tall afro. He just always looks chill when he's playing. He's dancing. Anyway, producer, play that music. I can find his name.
Yeah.
I can find his name for you. Before I met you, he was the most exciting player in tennis. Now I got to focus on you,
Mr. Oh, you mean Monfils?
Yes, Monfils.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nobody as fast as him. Nobody.
Soon you'll be.
Most definitely.
Good stuff. Mr. Michael Major Jr., Mr. Rome Turnquest, Mama Major, softball all-star, thank you for joining me this morning. Mr. Sawyer, thank you very much. Next week, we're going to have even more exciting talk because this series is going to have developed a little bit more. I can't wait.
Yeah, these Celtics, I don't want you to feel like get that anything.
I ain't worried about the Celtics. It's Mavericks, Timberwolves.
What's title run? Good, yes.
Listen, we will meet and we will commiserate the absence of Mr. LeBron James. You guys have a great day.
Yes, talk about the king. Long live the king.
Absolutely. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri is up next. Have a great day, Bahamas.